October 13th, Monday, October 13th, the meeting of the Recovery Plan Review Committee.
Hi, Mr. Smith. Hi, Stevens. How are you?
Good, sir.
How are you?
Good, good.
Good, good. Got Reverend Richardson here.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing, Commissioner?
And Valerie, Carlos, Brenda, and Joe.
So, okay.
We're ready to get started.
Yes,
sir.
All set. Where the
right here. This is it's now 2:05, and we'll convene the meeting of the Recovery Review Committee meeting. Phone is Commissioner Smith. This is Reverend Richardson. We have Valerie, Carlos, the Executive Director Stevenson, and the new CFO, Joe. we've received some of the information via email, and don't know if we had a chance to review it completely, but what we'll do is ask the Executive Director to give us an overview of what it was presented to us, and we can move on from there. Let me look at the agenda. Did Commissioner Smith, did you get a copy of the agenda?
No.
No, you didn't? Okay. Because
I didn't have the
agenda.
Okay. First thing on the agenda is to approve the meeting minutes, which were included. What we'll do is we'll forego the acceptance of the minutes since we'll email them to Commissioner Smith.
Do you have access to the email where you are, Mr. Smith?
Do you have access to email right now? We can send you the minutes if you want to.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So we'll forego approving the minutes until they are received by Commissioner Smith, hopefully before the end of the meeting. Then we'll come back and approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Okay, we're on old business is next on the recovery plan update, and we'll turn it over to the Executive Director Stevenson for his direction.
Okay. We emailed the revised draft, because as you know, Cub was here a couple of weeks ago, and we presented the plan to them, and we had some discussions about what was in the plan, and made some revisions, one of which was we made a payment to the 2013 financials, a $1.1 million payment, which that's reflected in the recovery plan, which is attached Exhibit A. When you look at the second page of that, and you see the payment schedule, and you see the beginning balance, and you see the asterisk beside that, and you see that it shows that the hospital made a $1.1 million payment to ourselves and sister that we take from the cash we had on hand and apply it towards that debt. And so that's what we did, and it counts as part of the 2013 payment. And so that brings the beginning balance for 2014 to $4.1
million. Okay, that money came from what? Where did we take that?
It was the $1.5 we had, in reserve, and HUD wanted $1.1 million of it.
Okay.
Immediately. And again, that 4.144915 figure is what's going to show up in the VMS, which is the HUD system, FDS, which is where HUD goes to monitor our progress once a year. And so it will show that we have been reducing the debt. And then we have in 2014 some other payments that's being made. And one of the prior to which we submitted to HUD that is not reflected in 2014, the $771,000 in uncollected public housing fees. And they're currently reviewing that, so I was not able to submit that separately, which I did, and so they're reviewing it. They may give us a portion of it, maybe with all of it, we don't know yet, but like I'm hoping that they'll give us some of it. I don't think they're going back to, a lot going back, I think, to 2008, but I'd say 2010, you know, whatever amount they give us is going to help.
Is this ongoing, what we were talking about? We were always talking about them allowing us to take that claim, that money. Is that what we would remember? We had a lot of discussion. That's still the same.
Yeah, it's the Polk County Housing Development.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's nothing new. That's been ongoing.
That's been ongoing.
Yeah, it's not the full 1.3.
Right.
I really want to do Section 8.
Okay.
And that's reflected in Exhibit D if you want details on that.
Okay, no, that's okay.
That shows you actual fee until going back to 2008.
Okay, so we shifted the sale of Arbor Manor out from 2014 to 2015. But we were talking at the last meeting. We said we were going to try to get the sale of the properties.
We're still going to do that.
Okay.
We're still going to do that, but I would just...
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
In case it doesn't happen, we...
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. I just want to make it clear.
No, we're still speaking ahead.
Go ahead, Commissioner Smith.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
The question I have on the narrative, you know, the narrative about the sale of Arbor Manor, it doesn't say anything about having a contract on that at this time or how much we would plan to put into that. I know it does on Schedule A, it shows the Arbor Manor, a million and a half. But in the narrative, it doesn't address that.
No, it's still full speed ahead, and it is active 1.9 million. But I didn't want to give the whole 1.9 million to her on that debt until I knew whether or not they were going to approve it. And basically, the sale is still going to proceed, but it's about whether or not they're going to allow to count toward the debt. Okay, that's what they're looking at. Both sales we're still planning on completing. Whether HUD approves them or not, basically allowed us, when I say approved, it allowed us to apply towards the debt.
Right.
Because it will still help us in terms of what we want to do with some future development. And we'll just have to look
on.
And if you.
On the Home 6 property, it's, you know, in the narrative, it says, you know that we plan to put the.
They're very aware that we have a contract on it, and as a matter of fact, we discussed the sale of both properties with them, and we have to do an appraisal on the whole six site, you know, because we did find a letter whereby the disposition of the property has been approved, but they have wanted an appraisal on that one. And then we have to do an updated environmental on the Arbor Manor property. And then
I just didn't know whether we needed to put something in the narrative about that we do have a contract on it or not. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I mean, I can if you want, but, you know, they're very aware of what's going on with them. And we discussed each one in detail while they were here.
Okay. That's fine with me.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. And then one other item. I think I put that in the page of the narrative. Yeah, on page 9, Reverend, just step out for a second. But on page 9, on a future development project and non-federal income, no, you're asking what the plan B should HUD not allowed to count the sales towards the debt. One of the things that they had mentioned was that if we were to buy back one of the tax credit properties where the tax credits were expiring and convert them to public housing, they would allow us to count that towards the debt. And so that's why I put that paragraph in there on page 9. And that's basically option B. But that's at least 2 years away. So probably, like I said, during 2016. And so, but that just gives us that option. That's why that's in there. And again, we discussed that with them. Basically, I'm just telling that on page 9 in the narrative. I talked to Reverend Richardson. He came back in the room. And under future development projects and non-federal income, the second paragraph, it talks about buying back one of the tax credit properties after the tax credits expire and converting to public housing units. That's basically option B, should HUD decide that they would not allow to apply the sales proceeds from those properties towards the debt. They'll say that they'll be inclined to work with us on that if we wanted to buy the properties and convert them to a public housing use.
I see, okay.
Yeah. Okay. And so and we won't know, and I don't put it because we won't know the dollar or anything like that until we actually start to work on the deal. And that'll probably be, like I said, around 2016. But what I tried to put here was things that we're working on now.
Okay.
And they understand that, you know, this is a working document and that, you know, if something falls in place, like say, if they approve all our portion of the fees, we adjust that accordingly. And you also see that with non-federal income, you know, that's gonna be determined on a year-to-year basis. That's their future developer fees. Okay, you see that those don't start until 2016 because that's probably the earliest that we are actually have something where we can start collecting some fees.
Okay.
And those were the major things that came out of the discussion, you know, with HUD. And because they looked at the budgets, they liked the budgets that were submitted and everything. Because Carlos, he had a conversation with Warren around it, you know, about it. And Warren is the one that's actually reviewing this recovery program.
Okay.
And he seemed pleased with what we laid out in the budget. And so, but he said that verbally he didn't put it in writing, so we'll see what he follows up in writing with it.
And that's the budget in Exhibit C?
Yes.
Exhibit C? Okay.
Yep, exactly. And regarding the staffing, as you all know, the separation package have been offered to staff, and they have 45 days to consider it. And today, no one has submitted one. You know, we have put them all to come in on November 1st, whatever the last day is. So.
Okay, and right now we have how many that have indicated they want to take the package?
What is it,
Seven.
Seven?
Seven, okay.
And the four in Section 8? No, it's more than that.
Oh, but that's including the one that already left.
No. Earl, Bob, Tom, Mike, and then you're four.
Four, three.
That's eight.
Yeah, but I thought you just had three.
No, but one already left, so we never filled the position.
Yeah, so one's not getting the package. That's why you're saying seven.
Oh, yeah, seven.
Right.
One is already gone. They were gone prior to the package being offered.
And then the nine, she's already gone too, so she's not getting a package. So that
it's
nine.
It's seven.
Okay.
So seven total.
Yeah, seven packages.
Okay, so seven, okay. And that leaves our head count at what?
We should be at 53.
About 63.
53.
That's
including youth.
Yeah.
Without Jude Bill, we should be about 37.
37?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, core employee, 37 core.
37 core?
37, yes.
Yeah, 37 without Jude Bill.
Okay. Any comments, Commissioner Smith?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. And I did get your email. He had some double bits on a couple of things in there.
You took care of it. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
And so what we'll do is, we'll then submit this to the full board, provided you guys agree, for their consideration. And what we'll probably ask, because I don't know if we're going to get any additional comments from her, because we've already incorporated what we discussed at the meeting, what we've incorporated to the document. And what we'll ask the board to do is they approve some middle of the plan, and any recommended revision from the board or HUD.
Okay.
Okay.
So
I did have a
question.
Are we going to go over the budgets in the year or not?
And again, I'm going to fix that one, but what I was trying to do is to mimic what happened last year, actually this year and last year, so I had to just split May in two, and basically that will cover April.
Yeah, it just looks strange. It looks like we should correct them half.
I agree, yeah.
Even out there and not doubled up in May, we should have the splits in April and in May.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll fix that one. Okay.
Sometime is when they reach their peak, you're right. And it would show up in the October, November. It would be a reduction. And and I'm not sure which tax it is, if it's feuder or suitor or which one it is.
I'll check with that.
Yeah. Okay, good point. Okay. All right.
So any more questions about the budget?
My only other question is, so we should make the board aware, is that taking that $1.1 million out of our existing cash, where does that leave us in the cash position?
About $400,000. Mm-hmm. And we have some expenses. I think there's a $100,000 expense that we have to pay.
Bond insurers.
Yeah, bond insurers.
LLLP.
But also we're scheduled to receive some money. West Bartow, $63,000. Renaissance, we still haven't got the check.
Yeah, Renaissance, yeah, so. I got to find what the amounts are, because I went back through the emails, and I didn't see any correspondence from the investor, what they agreed on.
But at the end of the year, I did my own calculations on how much money we were supposed to get from the properties from West Bartow. Even though I'm still saving $126,000, we're only getting $63,000. We had to redo the calculation again and see if for some reason the investor miscalculated something. For Renaissance, I'm also saving about $148,000 that I still have, you know, saving the Carlos Escrow. I call it Carlos Escrow, so nobody touch it. But when the calculation is done, I'm assuming we're going to get around that amount back, so about $140,000. So altogether, that's going to be another $200,000 for LHA to use.
So do you see anything that would require us to have to dip into that cash?
Not at this time, but, you know, we thought we'd monitor it.
Okay.
Because one of the things, you know, to keep in mind, too, is that that $1.1 million, we didn't pay it to have to pay the public housing.
Yeah, okay.
So that can offset, we can use that to offset some expenses.
Okay, so we just moved it.
Yeah. Yeah, the money's still here.
Yeah,
it's still here.
The money's still here. It's restricted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we can't touch it again. And we don't want to get into that.
No,
yeah.
You can use it for public housing purposes.
Right.
And so all the money we took out of that pool to pay for public housing, we don't have to.
As long as it goes to public housing.
Right.
Well,
okay. Exactly. And some public housing purpose, yeah. Okay.
And the things that were getting us in trouble... Historically, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it shouldn't exist, because that's why we're having the rift.
Right.
On November 3rd, all those employees will be out, you know, no longer be with the agency.
Right.
So it should be that we don't have, not that we had any extra people on payroll, but we won't have extra costs that's going into trying to make payroll
and
during
and
the growth.
One other thing, too. We did have an FSS worker whereby we originally anticipated that the FSS grant was coming at full salary. He found that that was not necessarily the case. And so we had to lay off until the end of the year when the new grant kicks in, because we don't want to continue to pay that extra fee.
Okay.
And we then investigated whether or not we have to extra money next year as well, because this the legal concern about it, you know, reducing that person's salary, and because when we discussed it with legal labor counsel, they recommended against bringing it back at the lower rate and some other things.
So it's a temporary layoff until the first of the year,
exactly.
And then if she's willing to come back,
right,
you'll bring her back. If not,
right, we're high somewhere.
We're ahead of the game.
Yeah, exactly.
We just get somebody else.
Yeah,
but if we bring her back, you have to bring her back at the same rate, not a reduced rate.
That's what the legal labor counsel is telling us. Well, that kind of defeats the purpose of laying it off, but, you know, hopefully she'll come back with a new attitude.
Yeah.
And we'll get more brain for our buck. But we'll see. That one we just got to monitor.
It raises the question, should it have been a temporary layoff?
Yeah, I know. I know.
She's got a bad attitude, but you don't want to bring a bad attitude back, but it's done now. It's okay.
Let me clarify like this. She is a person, she does her job, okay? But that's it. Nothing extra.
Okay.
Without that compensation.
Now I understand.
Okay.
Okay.
And if you're wanting something extra, but you got to compensate me.
Yeah, okay.
So
okay.
It's one of those type of situations.
All right, okay.
We have one other thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
On Hampton Hills, there's sort of a line item membership subscription and fees of the total annual expenses. $12,000. What is that all about?
I'm thinking you said saying Hampton Hills. I'm thinking that's association fees we have to pay for.
Because, you know, they're out there in that Hampton Hills subdivision, we have to pay the association fees, even though they're public housing units.
Okay. Because most of my tenants are public housing.
It might have just prorated it over the year. But
well, another thing, too, is as you sell the houses, those fees become...
Right, they go down. They become something the homeowner then, the buyer.
Okay, because it went down in the middle of the year and then went back up again.
All right, we'll look at it.
Yeah, and that could also be...
Look at that one.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's a good point.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, anything else that anybody needs to bring to our attention?
Yeah, this is something different. I had to check it.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Anything else, Val?
No.
Carlos?
No, if the budgets are fine, I'm good.
Joe?
Okay. All right, so then it looks like we will clean up those couple of areas that we talked about, and we'll be ready to present this package to the board for their approval.
On Monday, yes.
And we'll put, so we need to put that on the agenda for the Monday meeting, which is next Monday, right?
Yep, the 20th. 6 p.m.
Okay, 6 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
All right. I'm going to be, I'll be in Orlando, but I'll come back for the meeting.
Okay.
Because I think it's important. I'll make sure I'm here. I don't want to leave Commissioner Smith out there all by himself.
Did you get the email with the minutes, Mr. Smith?
Between now and the meeting, when you review them, we can deal with it at the meeting.
That's fine.
Yeah, not a problem. Okay. Well, if there's nothing else, I think as far as speaking, I guess in general for the recovery committee, that we want to thank the staff for all the work that they put into this. We want to thank Ben for his leadership and to make the tough decisions when they were necessary. And I think we have something that is will be acceptable by the board, even though I'm sure that we still have a lot of work to do. But over these last few couple of months when we were meeting, I think we've got to where at least we're making HUD, hopefully their response will come back positively and they'll accept what we're giving them, and we'll be able to move forward. So I just want to thank Ben and his staff and allowing us to be able to sit in and try to be helpful in working on this recovery plan. I want to thank Commissioner Smith for his cooperation and being able to make himself available to these meetings during the day. So if there's no other business to come before this group, we'll adjourn the meeting at 2:35. Thank you so much. Thanks a lot, Commissioner.
Thank you, Mr. Enjoy the rest of your trip.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, come on.
This one is solely
like
the
magnesium
period.
That also has that.
Okay.
I just need to see.